Now, a motion went before this month's meeting of Kerry County Council from Independent Councillor Brendan Cronin that we, the members of this council, request the Chief Executive, as prescribed in Section 13(1)(a) of the Planning and Development Act, to prepare a report on the proposal to include the following paragraph, which was in the previous County Development Plan but removed from the new Development Plan. Landowners, including their sons and daughters who wish to build a first home for their permanent occupation on the landholding associated with their principal family residence for a minimum of 7 years prior to the date of planning application. The removal of the above paragraph from Chapter 5 of the new Development Plan has and will result in the exclusion of genuine cases where people with landholdings in rural Kerry are being prevented and denied from providing sites for family members. Now, the reply from Kerry County Council talked about the motion in itself and effectively was a no. Kerry County Development Plan was adopted by the current council on the 4th of July 2022 following a 2-year process involving extensive public consultation and engagement with the community, statutory stakeholders, planning regulators and elected members. The current plan was effective from the 15th of August 2023 and it's relatively early to review any specific objective considering the analysis available over this short period. The policy in this regard to areas under significant urban influence is as follows. The rural areas and urban influence, under urban influence, applicants shall satisfy the planning authority their proposal constitutes an exceptional rural generated housing need based on their social and or economic links to a particular local area, and in this regard must demonstrate they comply with a number of different categories. And I won't go into the categories that is gone out. As stated previously, it's early in the lifespan of the County Development Plan to carry out a full review of any specific objective. However, a review has been conducted on the planning applications for rural housing submitted since the effective date. In general, a very balanced and reasonable approach was taken in assessing these applications, with a small number being turned down for the rural settlement policy alone. So that's the response from Kerry County Council, effectively saying that they wouldn't be carrying out a review as requested by Deputy Brendan Cronin. Now, it went to a vote and the motion was defeated at that vote. And that's what has me speaking about this on the programme this morning, because Independent Councillor Jackie Healy-Way has taken issue with another councillor, Fianna Fáil's Fionnán Fitzgerald, for voting against the motion. And both of them are with me to discuss this. Councillor Healy-Way, can you outline, I suppose, your objection to the no vote from Councillor Fionnán Fitzgerald on this issue?
Good morning, Gerry, to yourself, Fionnán, and to all the listeners. Look, I suppose, first of all, of course, every councillor is elected democratically. They are entitled to vote whether which way they like. But I think that it's important that they're also accountable for the decisions that they make. And I think that given the vote that we had, which I believe to be of significant importance, particularly to younger people in County Kerry, as the youngest member of Kerry County Council, I feel that I have a duty to ensure that I look out for especially the interests of people my own age, and those people are the very people who are very much struggling to get on the ladder to perhaps build their first home, be it due to the financial cost of it, or in this case because of the restricted nature of our planning process, and it has become even more restricted since the most recent County Development Plan. I have places in my constituency in the parish of Ballymacilligot, on the outskirts of Castle Island, that are what we call designated as areas of significant urban pressure, Jerry. That means essentially, if you want to break it down, that unless that you're a son or a daughter of a farmer who's going to be taking over the family farm, essentially you will not get planning, you will not satisfy that rural settlement policy. And that has become a massive barrier for people in those areas in my constituency, but across the county as well, where this designation is in place.
Just on that point, is it a massive barrier? Because Maura Morell, in her response, indicated the vast majority which are refused in this instance are refused for reasons related to engineering rather than anything to do with the specific paragraph.
I take issue with the figures that are provided by the council. And the reason I take issue with that is because, Jerry, people aren't silly. People aren't going to be going spending money, putting in planning applications when they know they're going to be turned down.
So they're just not going to apply. So that affects the outcome of the figures in terms of how many are refused.
As councillors, we often get people coming to us querying about the rural settlement policy before they'd ever even approach an engineer. They'd be asking us about the policies of getting planning here, getting there, and as well, of course, they'd be going to their engineers, and the engineers, of course, would be telling them as well. And of course, as well, Jerry, you have a pre-planning stage where they could be very well told by the planners that, sorry, you're not going to be able to satisfy the rural settlement policy. So, of course, those that actually go for planning, go for planning because they think they have a good chance of getting it. But there's an awful barrier being put in place for people who don't even get are being turned away from even putting in a planning application because they simply know that they're not going to waste the money on putting it in because they're not going to get it, Jerry.
Yeah. Okay. And the vote, so you're the wondering
vote,
why...
The vote the other day, Jerry, was to try and help these young people across County Kerry to get that stacked. And five people voted against it. Councillor Fitzgerald was one of them. And again, and as well, it wasn't just him, but four members of Sinn Féin in Kerry voted against it as well. And it wasn't that, oh, it's a case we're voting now and we're going to open it up. The vote was simply to allow the CEO to make a report.
To compile a report and open the process again.
And open the process so that we could have a discussion to help young people in County Kerry.
Okay, you've made that point. Councillor Fionnuala Fitzgerald, why did you vote against it?
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. Good morning, Jackie, and yourself, Jerry, and everyone listening in. I think I differ with Jackie in the sense of the how and how we go about trying to change this very restrictive element of the County Development Plan. I am fully aware of the difficulties that people have, particularly young people, people starting out, young couples, in trying to make a start in life and get a house built for themselves. It's very, very tight. When a motion comes out, our eyes are drawn to the motion. It's an excellent motion by Councillor Brendan Cronin. Nobody could disagree with trying to make planning as easy as possible for people, etc. But we often don't look at the reply in detail. The replies from Kerry County Council often are 7-8 lines, half a page, 3/4 of a page. The reply in this case is touching 3 pages in length, 2 3/4, give or take. So that's telling you something about the concerns that are around it. This issue was a hot issue, a hot potato in the formation of this county development plan a number of years ago. Particularly, I suppose it's for the whole county naturally, as Jackie would agree, but particularly in the Killarney electoral area. And the planning regulator effectively stepped in there and, reintroduced that statement you have there, which effectively means that in an area of a rural area of significant urban influence, you have to be going farming effectively to get planning permission. And the Office of the Planning Regulator stepped in there and reaffirmed that and threw out effectively what Councillor Brendan Cronin was trying to put in. So to me, in all good conscience, and there were straws in the wind in May that this motion was coming. To be fair to Councillor Cronin, he's passionate about it, like myself and others. But I reflected heavily on it. And if we were to reopen that process or just begin it now, you know, when the County Development Plan is 10 and 11 or 12 months old coming on, would be, to me, disingenuous to the people of Kerry, my own area and abroad of it. And it would be to say to them, look, there's a chance that this is being opened up now. We're re-looking at it again. We're hoping to change it. And I'll be pushing hard in the council for it, etc., etc. When the reality is, and would be, that the Office of the Planning Regulator would step back in and reaffirm the policy as it is. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not saying... disagreeing with Jackie in terms of what I would change.
What
I would
like to see happen. Do you see this as just effectively a waste of time and kind of promising people something that just won't
that
be
just
changed?
Won't happen, yeah.
Okay, Councillor Healy, what about that response? This is a waste of time. Carrying out a report from the comments from the reply to the motion in the first place, the CEO would most likely come back and say, look, lads, to paraphrase it, you can't do this. This is out of step with national guidelines. And then if you did do it, the planning regulator would come in and shut you down anyway. A waste of a lot of time and energy and money, probably, if this got the vote and the go-ahead. What's your response to that?
I totally disagree with it. I'm listening to Councillor Fitzgerald and what he's saying, but I mean, this is the same Councillor Fitzgerald who had no issue with taking the wind energy issue in the county to the very fine, it's his very finality step, and we haven't done this with the with this planning issue in Kerry.
But because didn't he just say it was already done at Killarney Municipal District level and it was shut down then? So it has been done, hasn't it?
No. What happened was when the draft went out, there were certain changes made to the draft when we were carrying out the county development plan, and there was retractions made from the areas of significant urban pressure within the Killarney Municipal District, which then after the draft, when the submissions from the draft came back in, the regulator advised against it, and that was the removal. It was the removal of certain sections of and townlands, specifically named townlands from the outskirts of the Killarney area that were taken out and that were requested to be put back in. But let me give you an example of what we did
do, which was
successful.
Because we're caught for time.
Yes, there was areas of significant urban pressure designated around Fieries and around Corrow as well. And we successfully removed the designation on that because we as councillors said that we didn't agree with it and that we essentially removed. So I suppose what I'm saying is we haven't pursued this to
the end of the earth. Okay.
We as councillors, if we are to be dictated to by national policy at all times, and if we do not take a stand at any stage, well then we might as well be named ducks.
No matter how pointless that stand might be.
No, because it's not pointless, Jerry. Because as county councillors elected to represent the people of this county, we have the people's best interest at heart. And we're being advised by national policy. We're listening to the national policy. We're saying we don't agree with it.
Okay.
We're
saying, and that's the point you're making.
The young couples in County Kerry.
Let me ask Fionnán Fitzgerald to respond to your charge. You did it for wind farms, Fionnán. You did it for wind farms.
Don't agree with it.
You did it for wind farms. Why not do it for housing?
I think in the case of just to come back to the Killarney electoral area, the submission from the Office of the Planning Regulator, and I'm looking at it here, the submission specifically requested to omit criteria, landowners including sons and daughters, etc. So the Office of the Planning Regulator gave the strongest indication possible in that case as to what they would do in relation to this element of planning permission. In relation to the wind energy, I, along with every member in Kerry County Council, brought it to the same level as that. And the equal weight have been given to both issues by myself and others over the past 2 years. But I would reiterate, the Office of the Planning Regulator gave their judgment on it, and effectively we would be ignored. I admire the suggestion from Kinmare Municipal District in relation to try and get a workshop to discuss this and to play the football in a pitch where we have a chance of winning, rather than going out to the people of Kerry saying, oh, what a great councillor I am. This is.
Do you think it was populist?
If I had voted yes, I would have been being populist. I just couldn't waste people's time, Jerry, and get their hopes up around something that
wouldn't
win.
Jackie, final point, being populist, voting for it, making yourself look great when you know it really won't be changed.
Absolutely not, Jerry, because I'm elected to stand up for people in this county. People who are now being denied the opportunity to build a property of their own. Places in Knockavannan and Ballymacilligate, places in Kilquan, up in Ash Hill, around the outskirts of Cashel Island, up in Monamore. They are the people now, because of the decision that was taken, won't even be allowed to have the discussion about potentially opening this back up for people who are from intrinsically linked to the local area from where they were born and raised. And unfortunately, Councillor Fitzgerald and Sinn Féin in County Kerry have denied those people even the chance to open up the discussion.
Even though their contention is that they had no chance at all.
And to say that it's populist. What's populist about it? That we're doing our job? That we're trying to stand up?
No, the populist argument is you're fighting the good fight against the bad guys from Dublin, the so-called experts.
Because I disagree that we've taken this to its actual finality. There's stuff that the planning regulator disagreed with in the county development plan that is actually still in the county development plan today, because we pushed to the very end to make sure that it was included.
Okay.
And that same fight is the fight that we want to carry on.
Okay, we're over time. My thanks to both Councillor Fionnuala Fitzgerald and Councillor Jackie Healy-Raith.